Hello, my name is Jerry Durham, and I want to welcome you to my podcast, What's Best for the Patient is Best for the Business. This podcast was put together for you, the healthcare practice owner, and wants to achieve success in your healthcare practice and turn this practice, this clinic, into a business. So if you want growth and scalability that drives financial performance, all three of those don't always come together. But if you want that, then you've come to the right place. I'm here to help you be most successful in your healthcare practice and turn it into a business. Cheers. Thanks for coming.
Welcome back. Week 13 of the Art and Science of Selling in Healthcare series on the What's Best for the Patient is Best for the Business podcast. And I just want to do a wrap up, my friends. It'll be short and sweet like the last one, because these things just kept building upon each other. And that's the way it should be, right? Should just be the high level, go into the weeds, and then just keep building on top of the foundation. So that was my goal with this. So I hope you guys all enjoyed this. If you are just showing up here and you're hearing this, go back 13 weeks to overview. Let's set some context of the Art and Science of Selling in Healthcare series and start there. So I'm not going to go deep into anything. Again, we're just going to recap here, the wrap up, and talk about what you can do next, if you want to. So, I mean, it's all in here, my friends. I poured everything into this 13 weeks worth of content, and even repeated and did a wrap up like on the price thing, just so you understood how it was wrapped up into all those other calls, right? So you got to understand the art of selling, and you got to understand the science. And I'm going to promise you, you probably have the science down and need to work on that art side. And the art is not the caring side, right? The art is way more than caring. Right. And we went through that. The art of selling is the acknowledgement. It's the permission-based questions. It's the listening. Those are the keys. The science are important too. And you have to have that first. So if you've been working with that, I go, more power to you. Let's just add the art side in. Right. And the science side of that is the 5-step intake. Right. Because those are the boxes we must check to start a patient on their journey to create, arrive, and pay so that they will stay. And so we need the 5-step checklist, right? We need to know what to collect so we can pass it on, so we can manage and set expectations, so we can build as much trust as possible before they arrive. So all the provider has to do is what they went to school to do, and we need to quit dumping all that work onto the provider, and we need to do our fair share, right? And so that art and that science working together is what creates more people without more marketing, which creates more people arriving and paying and staying in your business, right? We talked about selling the journey versus the outcome. That's really, really important. We talked about selling the expert, right? I believe that's step 4, step 5 in the process, right? Actually, what is it? 1, 2, it's step 3. Sorry, because it's really 5 phases. Right. And then we talked about dealing with price, even though I dealt with that throughout the whole conversation, first call episode. So really the last 4 episodes, 3 episodes, right? Where we got into that. And then understanding from the dealing with price episode that you must be in control of this conversation. And here's the key. The person who's asking the most questions, the person who is listening, so therefore not talking the most, is in control of this conversation. Okay? If we take all those components and we start out with understanding what the person needs solved, what problem it is they need to be solved, then you will be very successful in this, right? And then I'll leave you with this. If you want my help in either training your team or setting up the front-end sales process with this built into it, or helping you just to create the systems and processes of phase 1 and phase 2 and phase 3 of your patient's journey, which is pre-arrival, eval day, and then a course of care, I can do all that for you, right? You can reach out to me privately on Facebook, on Instagram, on Twitter, right? You can text me on my cell phone, right? Which is actually on the back page of my client experience company website, right? You can actually reach out and tell me you want to schedule a call, and I will send you a calendar. You say, Jerry, I want to work on that sales process. Jerry, I'm interested in the sales training, and I will send you a 30-minute calendar slot, and we can talk and see if it's what you need and if I'm the right fit for you. So I can help you with any of that. So art and science of selling in healthcare, you literally have everything you need to be successful at your friend desk. If you go back over these 13 and you listen to them and you have your team listen to them and you all invest the time and energy into them, you will be successful. If you want to kill the mistakes I made, if you want to just diminish the time to be successful, then contact me. Again, privately anywhere. You can DM me anywhere. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. All right. And we'll set up a call and we'll talk about that. So I appreciate all your time and energy going through all these. I hope you've been sharing them with everybody on your team. It's really important even that the providers understand this, right? As we go into selling the plan of care, which we really didn't talk about here, right? We just talked about all the front end. Maybe that's what I'll do next, right? 13 weeks and we didn't even move off of the front desk. But yet the first one, two, three episodes, four episodes really set the foundation. So if nothing else, have your provider team go through the first four episodes. And then the next one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight were for front desk. But that shows you the importance of the upstream person, right? Of making that impact, of doing what we need to do further upstream. Cool. As always, thank you very much for your time and energy. And I look forward to you guys coming back for the next episode. Cheers, all. Thank you for listening today to the podcast. Here's what I want you to do next. If you want to stay in touch or want more information on the doing of all this, then I highly recommend, and I really want you to go over to my YouTube page, Jerry Durham PT, JerryDurham. There is just so much content, videos added weekly, if not daily, and you will be able to bury yourself and immerse yourself into this content and learn all you need to know to start implementing some of the things we talked about today. Second thing I want you to do is just jump in feet first over at my Facebook group, What's Best for the Patient is Best for Business. Daily interactions, right? I'll be there. You can have discussions with other people. You can ask me questions. I post there frequently, post videos. I share information there. So it's a place to stay up to date and be very interactive with other people who have the same goals and mindset that you do and want to create this business, this healthcare practice that will scale and grow and give you financial performance. Cheers, all.
Thanks for listening to another episode of What's Best for the Patient is Best for Business with Jerry Durham. This episode is brought to you by Strata PT. Strata PT is a single EMR platform and revenue cycle management service for physical, occupational, and speech therapy practices that helps you achieve a 99.99% reimbursement rate. If you'd like to learn more about Strata PT and see how our EMR and RCM works, head over to stratapt.com to book a demo.